It is, what, 9:19 right now? Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. This is Fresh FM. Now, earlier on, when we spoke about AKA, I did narrate the situation where our first meet, AKA and I, was not a pleasant experience.
Mm.
Because, you know, he was supposed to appear on my show at the time. It was a Saturday show, Saturday afternoon, on a different platform. And they arrived late, okay? And I just straight up refused to entertain him.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, people were calling me crazy, man. Like, my brat, this is AKA.
It's a big deal. It's a good look for you.
No, sir. I'm a professional. You come early to an NSK interview. I think everyone in the whole wide world knows that.
Okay, no, now we do, Rachel.
Yes, thank you so much. And if you don't believe me,
mm-hmm.
the gentleman that was with AKA that day,
yeah.
All right. Jean Emery mm-hmm. was with him. Okay. And oh my gosh, I remember Jean looking at me like, bruh, I said, leave me, bruh, man.
Yeah.
So AK walks out. He storms out of the studio.
Mm-hmm.
But let's hear from Jean, and he'll also explain he's working a relationship with AKA.
AKA, yeah.
Yo, what's up, NSK? What's up, Shaquan? Hope you guys are all doing well. And it's, I actually do remember that day. We were like 5-10 minutes late. And you didn't want us.
Was
to
it really 5-10 minutes late?
But I guess that's all water.
You know, the funny thing is, I don't remember that well.
5 minutes in NSK's time or your time?
CJ, yeah, you know what I mean?
It's late, and you didn't want us to do the interview, but I guess that's all water under the bridge.
Yeah, it is.
Well, my working relationship with AKA was not an extensive one, but I guess I've been lucky to work with him on more than one project, one being the festival I just told you about, and the other being the Suk Suk remix, you know. Yeah, he was really just a don about the whole project, and sick, but he still made it. He still came out and shot the music video with us. Even during his time over here, he even invited Mega from Slaughterhouse. I was there, Riz and Stanzo, and Flame was also here at the time, another South African rapper. And he invited us to just to be with him while he was recording a few songs from Touch My Blood. Yeah, we just chilled and spoke like normal people. You wouldn't at the time even know there was a superstar in the room per se. So yeah, so finding out about all this news was obviously really tough for me, and I guess all of his other fans, because, you know, before anything, I am a fan of AKA. So
The homies in the States, by the way, I wish him all the best with his endeavors that side, Jean Emery. But there you go. This you know what I mean, straightforward recount of my interaction with AKA, which was not great. But listen, we love the man's music. The man is a genius.
No, absolutely.
There's no way you can take that away from him.
Mm-hmm.
But over the weekend, Shaquan, America, greatest country in the whole wide world. Right? God. Yes. They had Super Bowl.
Yes, the Super Bowl halftime show happened over this weekend, or that was last night. And we've been waiting for it, whether you have interest in the Super Bowl halftime show or not. Just the fact that Rihanna was going to highlight this show. So she came out, she looks good. So here's the thing, a couple of days ago, actually, I think it was late last week, I saw an interview where she came in this little tight dress, and she just looks so thick, like so good, like, you know,
like pregnant, like, good.
No.
He's like, let's be honest.
I was gonna get there.
She looked too thick, bro.
No, what I mean is just like, she looks good in the sense that, you know, she probably doesn't even really see the sun that much. She's just in the house. You know, she's just bathing in milk, coconut oil.
Yeah.
But she looks good, is the point. But yes, NSK jumped the gun. Rihanna is pregnant with a second baby. And you know, she actually revealed that was yesterday, and it was so, so beautiful. And honestly, you have to see this performance out for yourself. And you know, the performances, she really brought it. And what I really loved is how she intentionally worked with black creatives throughout her performance, okay? And you know, she's pregnant, yes, but she still has a little moves there. Obviously, very powerful performance, but you can check it out on social media as well. We'll be sure to leave a link on our Facebook page as well, and you can experience that performance out for yourself.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, he was ASAP with it. Get it?
Oh, Lord have mercy. Bars.
Yeah.
Stick around for Fresh from the Office.
Welcome aboard Flight Club 23. Great to see a few.